fuel prices, as I mentioned earlier, direct results of Mr. Trudeau's carbon tax, and it's a meaningless tax gouge that has zero impact on climate. It punishes Canadians and the residents of Nipissing, Temiskaming for living in a country that's uninhabitable without the use of fossil fuels. Now, housing and rent prices, they're largely through the roof because our immigration levels are unsustainable. And let me break that down for you. Currently, Trudeau immigration targets are around 400,000 immigrants a year. That relates to about 1% of our population year over year. We cannot sustain that. Our housing industry can't keep up. Our infrastructure, and I mean things like roads, sewers, sewage treatment, water treatment, can't keep up with that. And our social services are being overwhelmed, and here's why. Currently, only 28% of the 400,000 people that immigrate to Canada a year are economic immigrants, which means they plug right into the economy and they start working and paying taxes, and that's all good. But the other 72% are relatives, usually children or elderly, and that puts an incredible strain on our social network. So jumping to the North Bay Regional Health Unit, putting out that report, that's a really political statement by coming out of Jim Chirico's office, who's supposed to focus on health policy. As I've alluded to earlier, we've had a dry run with UBI. It's basically the CERB. So, and I mean, on the surface, how can you argue with that? It seems compassionate. It seems helpful. But we're 2 years into almost the COVID response, and we're starting to see the consequences of it. 60,000 small businesses have shuttered for good. Inflation's at, I looked yesterday, at 3.7%, and it's climbing. Every economic indice that we have is trending down, and the country's $1 trillion in debt, and Mr. Trudeau in 6 years is responsible for half of that debt in 6 years. Canada cannot afford a UBI. The best relief that residents in Nipissing, Temiskaming can have from the current economic situation is a good paying job and a government that actually respects them and wants to put economic policies in place that provide the conditions where they can thrive and not have to rely on the government.